National Public Radio News here on the Thursday morning show. I'm Heidi Holton with John Bauer. He's starting to get jet lag. Hit him. Your extremities are falling asleep.
Everything is falling asleep. Yeah, my lips, my mouth, my vocal cords. A little bit tired right now. But I have to share a couple things. I thought about this. Do I want to share these? And I thought, So I was on a little...
Since you have no sense at the moment,
yeah,
you probably
don't
will,
care right?
right
now.
So you traveled overseas for the holidays.
And I went to Denmark and had a great time.
Well, look at the snow out there.
And here comes... It's wind driven. Now it's sideways. Happy New Year, 2020.
Hey.
What was I saying?
You're going to share some things.
Okay. So ever since... I remember talking to my brother once and saying, he said, wait till you turn 60, everything falls apart. And I think he's right. I'm falling apart physically and mentally. But here's the thing. So here's the things that are happening to me, and they're very frustrating. Not just the body ailments, but the... So I consider myself to be very coordinated, all right? Like, I feel like I could take a baseball and hit a bucket from 20 yards 5 or 10 times. Okay, just little things like that.
Sure.
I feel like I'm coordinated. I have been doing the most ridiculous, stupid things in my life. Just stumbling, bumbling, idiot. I'm not kidding
you. Are you overtired? Is this what's happening?
No, it can't be. It's not. Just little things.
Are you
just
sleeping?
The little things. Let me give you an example. Went to Christmas Mass at a church in the 1700s. Yes, I know I did, just because I wanted to see the church.
Mm-hmm.
1700s, like a 90-foot ceiling, gold everywhere. It's unbelievable. The first wooden pipe organ ever in the world. So when it's communion time, you don't go stand in a line. You go sit in a semicircle and kneel, okay? So like 15, 20 people can sit in a semicircle. And you kneel.
This is going to be a doozy. I feel it already.
And you kneel. You kneel on velvet.
Sure, yeah.
And there's candles everywhere. And then there's little chalices that you drink your wine from, okay?
Does someone hand it to you or just there?
No, you pick up your little chalice. And he's going around. I'm thinking, I'm in this beautiful church. The acoustics are amazing. Everybody's there, and I don't know what they're talking about because I don't understand Danish. So I'm saying, just don't screw up. Don't screw up. Don't screw up. So they're coming to me. They're three away from me. They're two away from me. And there I am. They're up to me, and I grab my chalice, and I knock one over.
John.
Now, you got to understand something. I don't know how I knocked it over. I must have caught it on the shirt or something. But in an acoustically perfect church, 300-year-old church, ting, 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 ting. I'm not kidding you. It bounced 100 times. I was so embarrassed. And everybody says, fine. Nobody recognized it. Yeah, right. Nobody recognized it.
Did you laugh? Did anybody laugh?
No, I was petrified.
Oh.
Just embarrassed. So then the last day, after doing a little shopping, we're in these fancy little stores, okay? Mm-hmm. I had a bag of stuff that I had purchased earlier, and I'm waiting, and I'm walking around in this very fancy woman's store. I caught my bag on a mannequin. Leg was sticking way out the aisle. I hooked it with my bag.
Okay, John's arms were both up. It must have all fallen.
The mannequin flew, and the hat and both arms came off the mannequin and the leg. And the lady, you could tell she was upset. I just said,
Let's take a moment, okay?